B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
It's 4 o'clock. It's the Mike Missinelli Show, and it's a general knowledge Wednesday, but it's also fantasy football Wednesday because tomorrow's Thanksgiving. We're going to be off, and we'll be off Friday as well. So we moved the fantasy football 10-minute block to today with the great Eric Carabel from ESPN.com, who gives you all the fantasy football knowledge you need. And he, of course, is brought to us, Natalie, by
Family and Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, make Family and Company Jewelers your first stop for your fantasy engagement ring. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
All righty. Without further ado, let's bring him in. Happy Thanksgiving to our next guest, Eric Carabel. Hello, Eric.
Hi, Mike. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, buddy. All right, let's get right into it. You got any Wentz takers? Any Wentz takers at all?
I feel like I've been telling you this for a month, and it just keeps getting worse and worse. I've been telling people, you know, in a long-term league, add Jalen Hurts because maybe they'll figure something out. But the way Wentz is playing kind of holds down the entire offense, including Miles Sanders to some degree, who I'm downgrading a little bit now because they don't just give enough touches because they're trailing in every game. So got to be real careful with your Eagles. I still won't put any money on the cover, and I think Seattle's offense can do whatever they want on Monday night, especially through the passing game. So Russell Wilson, his two top receivers are elite plays, like top-of-the-line plays this week. And you can make a case for Chris Carson, their running back, if he plays.
Okay. Let's look at some other matchups that you like as far as the matchup goes and who you would play and not play. What are they?
Well, obviously that Buffalo Chargers game, Josh Allen and Justin Herbert, you can make a case. These are two of the top quarterbacks for this week because their defenses don't play the pass all that well, and Josh Allen obviously can run the ball, so that's a very interesting game. Then you got the Chiefs and the Buccaneers with two defenses that are a little bit underrated, so you can make the case that Mahomes and Brady are not great plays because of that game, because of the defenses they have to face. So a lot of interesting stuff. Kyle Murray not 100%, Matthew Stafford, Roethlisberger. That Pittsburgh-Baltimore game being moved to Sunday should mean that it gets played this week, but I'm not 100% sure of that either. So I would continue to play all my Ravens and Steelers this week, but, man, there's two games on Thursday. If you can play somebody on Thursday that you know, like Terry McLaurin of Washington, he's going to have a good game. If you want to play him over one of those Pittsburgh receivers, I'm okay with that.
All right, then two quarterbacks I want to ask you about. But one is Jared Goff. Are you raising him up?
No. I mean, he's not that good. He's okay. Not putting up good fantasy numbers. He certainly didn't put up good fantasy numbers in that win the other day over Brady.
Okay. Now, let me give you the Tua, and he's coming back to face the Jets. Any like there?
That surprised me that they pulled him from that game. There had to be an injury to his foot that they're just not telling us. I do like him against the Jets, but I don't rank him as a top 12 fantasy quarterback. There's plenty of other guys like Roethlisberger, Taysom Hill, the Saints. I told you he's going to be great. He was great. He's a top 10 guy. Lamar Jackson, Matt Ryan. There's plenty of quarterbacks. There's nobody on a bye this week. So you really shouldn't have to play Tua or Daniel Jones or Jared Goff or Wentz.
All right, let's get to the questions. And we'll first go to Twitter. He wants to know, should he start Wentz, Brady, or Taysom Hill?
Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill runs. Look, Lamar Jackson broke records in fantasy last year because of his legs, not his arm. Taysom Hill had two rushing touchdowns in his first start. He's great. Use him.
A lot of quarterback questions this week. Wentz or Bridgewater in a PPR league?
I think I have them ranked consecutively. I mean, Wentz, the way Wentz is going to get points on Monday night is when they're trailing 30-10 in the fourth quarter. So he will end up with some points. And I hate to be negative. I love the Eagles, my favorite team. But that's how he can get some points. I'd probably play Wentz there because Bridgewater's at least not healthy. But I don't feel good about Wentz as an option, certainly not for betting or fantasy purposes.
All right, another quarterback question from Ron. Newton, Bridgewater, or Goff?
I mean, Cam Newton generally is the guy you want there because of his legs, because he scores their own rushing touchdowns. They don't give the ball to Damian Harris at the goal line. They give it to Cam Newton. So Cam Newton doesn't have to be a good passer to be a good fantasy quarterback. I would play him.
Another quarterback question. Jeremy, Taysom Hill, or Tom Brady?
It's Hill. And I don't feel bad about that. I mean, Tom Brady actually has not been making all the throws in the past month. There's a couple games where he looked terrible. He's not throwing well downfield. And as long as Taysom Hill is going to run the ball 5 or 10 times, that's enough to make him the play.
All right, Maverick, Taysom Hill or Matty Ice at quarterback?
Yeah, it's Taysom Hill again.
All right.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Let's get to some receivers. Kyle wants to know, he needs two of Juju, Tyler Boyd, or A.J. Brown.
Well, the problem with Tyler Boyd, of course, is that Joe Burrow's out for the season, and they're bringing in a quarterback who hasn't played all season long. So I would go Juju first, A.J. Brown second, Boyd a deep third.
All right, Ted. He needs a running back to start this week in a half-point PPR. Jonathan Taylor, Ahmed, or Duke Johnson?
I think it's Taylor. He got the carries last week. He looked good doing it. He's a goal line guy. Doesn't catch a lot of passes. You don't want Duke Johnson. I mean, every week he's underachieving. I don't know why people keep ranking him. I'd go with Taylor.
All right, Mike needs a flex. T. Higgins, James Conner, CeeDee Lamb for that spot.
Well, I mean, Conner would always be first there. I mean, I understand they're playing the Ravens, but the Ravens give up plenty of stuff. James Conner gets plenty of volume. He'd be first on my list. CeeDee Lamb would be second, and Higgins a deep third.
All right, Roy needs two receivers. My McLaurin, Beasley, Perryman, or T. Higgins?
I mean, Beasley's a fine play. I mean, that's a game where points are going to be scored there. I would use him first, and Higgins would probably be second.
Receiver question from Mike. Crowder or Mike Evans?
No, it's Mike Evans. I do like Crowder, but last week he only got one target. That's a problem. Or one catch on 3 targets. So I would go with that.
All right, one more quarterback question. Andy Dalton, Ben Roethlisberger, or Derek Carr?
It's Roethlisberger. I mean, he's got 3 elite wide receivers and a running game. And Baltimore, like I said, they're not – it's a good defense, but they're giving up points every week. They did last week as well. It's Roethlisberger.
All right, email now. William has a bad running back situation. He has Gurley and McKissick and J.K. Dobbins, who now has COVID. Also has Gus Edwards, Philip Lindsay, and Darren Henderson. Where does he go at running back?
I mean, Gurley and McKissick are fine plays. I mean, Gurley did nothing last week, but that does every week is totally different, and they're playing Vegas this week. So Gurley be my first play, McKissick in a PPR be second. And Gus Edwards has to be Baltimore's running back because Dobbins and Ingram cannot play because of the rules. And he's not a guy who catches passes, but he should get into the end zone.
All right, Mark has a question. Baker Mayfield's playing the lowly Jags defense. Should he go Baker Mayfield over Taysom Hill?
I have Taysom Hill right now as my number 7 quarterback. I'm playing him over everybody except for 6 elite guys, and everybody knows the elite guys. So, no, there's no way I would play Baker Mayfield in week 12 of a fantasy football season against I don't even know who I play Wentz over Mayfield, okay? I do that. That's perspective.
Our friend Tracy in Atlanta, she wants to know whether she go Tua or Drew Lock.
There I'd go Tua. Lock has shown very little so far. I'm not even sure I have ranked in my top 25. I have Tua 14 because of the Jets. And because I hope they don't pull him second consecutive week. So I do like Tua this week.
You know, I it's amazing how many questions we get about Giovanni Bernard every week. But PPR League, Izzy wants to know, should he start Gio, Mostert, or J.D. McKissick?
I think you can make the case there for Gio. I mean, obviously, Joe Mixon's not coming back anytime soon. Gio and McKissick are pretty much the same. So basically, you're hoping for receptions. The difference there is that Gio also gets the rushes because, you know, Washington has a better running back to get the touchdown. So I think Gio is the play there. Mostert may play this week, but he hasn't played in so long. How can you even assume he finishes the game? Any of these San Francisco running backs you can't trust.
All right, we're back to a quarterback question, which is interesting. Yeah. The Baltimore game comes into play here. Should H wait for Lamar or go with Tua as the starter against the Jets?
Well, I mean, those are Sunday games, right? So I don't think – I think you'll know by Sunday whether that Ravens-Steelers game is
– okay, yeah, I guess maybe he asked this question before he got the knowledge.
Right, it's not a Thursday game. So I would have played Lamar either way there, but I certainly would now.
All right, Ryan, that'd be our last question. Which two out of Fulgham, Gurley, Pittman Jr., or Gallman should he play?
Well, I'm sorry, I can't be Fulgham. I mean, Wentz doesn't even look at him at all. And Gurley's a weekly play, I would say that. So it's Gallman versus Pittman there, the rookie Pittman. I think Gallman has scored touchdowns, I think, in his past four games. They were on the bye last week. So I think Gallman's the better play because you can count on more volume than you can from a rookie wide receiver.
All right, well, I should go with two more because this is a Temple guy. Cameron wants to know, should you play Robbie Anderson versus the Vikings or Amari Cooper against the Washington football team?
It's Anderson. All three Panthers wide receivers are doing so well right now, regardless of quarterback. You would play them over almost any Dallas wide receiver. So, yes, I would play Robbie. And that's not because I hate Dallas, although I do. I would play Robbie Anderson there.
We have an in-house question. It'll be our last one. Zeke Elliott or Deontay Johnson at the flex?
That would be Zeke. It's based on volume. I mean, I don't want either of those teams to win tomorrow. But, I mean, you play the running back who does catch some passes over a wide receiver who has two other guys to get, you know, with targets there. So Elliott would be the play there.
All right, so you're predicting a bashing by the Seattle Seahawks
not,
on
but,
Monday.
I mean, everything points to they couldn't stop Cleveland. I don't know how they're going to stop Russell Wilson. That's an elite quarterback who could win the MVP this season. So I know the Eagles are dogs, and I would take Seattle to cover that spread. And, again, I hope that the Eagles can keep it close, but their pass defense, their pass rush, their offense, man, it's not going well.
All right. That concludes the fastest 10 minutes of fantasy football talk in America with the great Eric Haber from ESPN.com, brought to us now by
Family and Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, make Family and Company Jewelers your first stop for your fantasy engagement ring. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
Eric, best of luck with the card. Have a happy Thanksgiving, you and the fam.
You as well, Mike. Take care.
All right, there he is. Eric Carabell with some fantasy football knowledge.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.